ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग, गोल्डन मॉर्निंग। और शैल आई से डायमंड मॉर्निंग, द स्पार्कलिंग डायमंड्स। बाबाज स्पेशल क्राउन ज्यूवेल्स, लवली चिल्ड्रन ऑफ द मोस्ट बिलवेड फादर। In Oxford, we are having European teachers retreat, ETR, ETS, and the theme is living with unlimited love. And in every workshop, in every Baba's Murli, in every discussion, whenever different aspects are explored, deeper and deeper meaning, clearer the definition of love. Not only just understanding, but with understanding as well, it is as well as experiencing that. And experience becomes so deep, so clear, that why it Baba known as the ocean of love. And 2 days ago, in Baba's Murli, the slogan was, those who get lost in love, merged in love, they are able to experience this divine, unique, supreme, pure love from Baba. And this love purifies the souls. They come more close, become like Baba, and this closeness and becoming like Saman, Sampan, they begin to automatically absorb these qualities. Then the strength they develop brings success in life. So this godly power, love is not just love, it is the power of the soul. Because the relationship with Baba, which is, you can call it remembrance, it is based on powerful love. The fire of love, the purifying love. And when you get lost in love, whichever direction you go, you find to way the way out, what will you see? You will see everywhere in the ocean, in every direction is ocean. So with every thought, with everything, with every relation with Baba, either it is mother or Baba the father or Baba my friend, my teacher, my Satguru, my beloved, my guide, only love will be visible, though there would be many different directions. Teacher would definitely teach in the teaching which is where the things have gone wrong and are put right and corrected, it will not seem criticism. It would be the experience of love, because Baba makes you to understand the significance of clarity and purity of the intellect. And so, the power of love, Baba always sees his children, very lovely children. And he appreciates children's love. But what is the method of experiencing Baba's love? What is the door so that you are able to enter and feel that you are seated in Baba, on Baba's heart throne, or you are merged in Baba's eyes? Baba loves every child. Those who help him in the task of world transformation, purification. And with the power of knowledge, purity is the main aspect, because you are helping the Baba purifying the world by purifying yourselves. Of course, those who become Baba's children, they understand the importance of purity, significance of purity. So the more you understand the significance of purity, you are becoming the embodiment of truth. And when the truth is in the heart, God is pleased with an honest heart. And when this truth of the self, truth of soul's qualities, which is knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, truth, benevolence, the power is not only it is just happiness, it is the sat-chit-anand. The truth goes in deep subconscious mind, conscious mind. And the experience is, you become the embodiment of bliss, happiness. And then this inner happiness, the experience of godly love, makes you always cheerful. But at the same time, very careful. Not carefree, not careless. But carefree means free from worry, because the power is helping you to become a detached observer and checking where you stand, where are you at. In today's Murli, Baba has also explained today, of course, all children, Baba's children, practice purity, that is celibacy, but it is like the foundation, like in school, you study in school, of course you pass one exam, second exam. It is right, today Baba said that is like childhood stage. Today Baba defining, you would hear in the Murli. And he says the real purity, the significance of purity is what? Of course it is truth, it is honesty, it is cleanliness, it is power, but it is purity of thoughts. Because first mantra is man mana bhav. And now checking is on a higher level of the purity of the self. Has to be checked with a magnifying glass, that where, how is my mind working? What are the thoughts like throughout the day? Just check one day from morning to evening. what kind of thought pattern the soul is going through. And Baba said, most when you will check your own self, that there are many waste thoughts. Weak thoughts can be understood, negative thoughts can be understood, impure thoughts can be also understood, and we are aware that these are not right. But waste we justify, we don't even realize that they are waste. We create the reason for these thoughts. We make excuses for these thoughts. And what is the reason? Where do these waste thoughts and unnecessary thoughts are emerging from? And Baba spoke about there are two doors. One is body consciousness. It is all of us know, due to body consciousness, why, what, where, how, who, all these questions, mind begins to speak very loudly. And instead of being soul conscious, we create more and more, we become more and more approving things which others are doing wrong. Prove something which is seeing the weakness automatically. Body consciousness sees the weakness of others and importance of the self. And then the thoughts are through parchintan and pardarshan. To think about others, to focus on others, and also a kind of chain of thoughts continues. Chintan is not the vichar sagar manthan chintan, but sometime inside this should have happened. Why this could happen? It goes like this. And another area is abhiman ka opposite side, other side, apman. Body consciousness and experiencing disrespect, rejection, insult, ignored, making others feel, they make me feel guilty, they discourage me, they did not understand me. So this main focus is not on others, but main focused on what they think about me. And we begin to think, protect ourselves. So in every aspect, abhiman creates, that means the feeling of apaman. And the greatness of soul consciousness, of incorporeal and egoless stage, creates swaman. Egoless stage creates swaman. Body conscious and egocentric stage makes you feel that you are disrespected or defamed. Apaman. Apaman mana means not respected, disrespected or rejected or not accepted. So, and in these wasteful thoughts, what happens, these waste thoughts and impure thoughts make you, instead of transform, making yourself powerful, you begin to collect the weakness of others and also forget your own specialities. You become double weak. Because you begin to think in the way that you thought others are thinking about you. They might not be thinking, but you begin to think that they are thinking about me, or you begin to blame. And Baba says that in this way my children forget to see me. In this game, Because they begin to see others and begin to see themselves in a totally different picture, not in the state of self-respect, if they see in self of what the soul, I am child of God, what my qualities are, what my specialities are, why Baba loves me, he has chosen me, in the whole world, I must be something special, otherwise God would not pick up an ordinary thing. Any royal person would not go and get a third class thing, will get the first class. And God's choice cannot be an ordinary choice. They forget this and they begin to see that others should value me. And Baba says, my children forget them, that I value them so much. They don't see my value and they begin to seek way their measurement with how others see it. Maybe perhaps they don't see you, but body consciousness and feeling inside of misunderstanding or wrong feeling brings you down from your stage. You come down, you are not seated on your throne. And the result is they begin to, just like when children something happens, they get roost jana. So then they let go me. They don't love me also. They forget that I love them. And they cannot experience their own love. And Baba says, how innocent are my children. How he is explaining today. My children play hide and seek game with me. He did not say that you are making mistake. you have closed your eyes to see me. I open your third eye. And instead of seeing me with your third eye, and instead of keeping your vision of how great you are and how Baba wants to keep you an elevated stage, you close your eyes. And you are having the and a hide and seek game, but you don't realize that Maya is so clever, Maya is so fast in looking that she opens your eyes to see only her. Totally negative way, thinking changes, vision changes, speech changes, behavior changes. Experience changes, everything is just like not visible. And Maya takes you towards yourself. And then, but I don't give up. I will never give up because I love you. And so, but difference is that you experience, you are coming back to me with mercy. And I was thinking, but that is also God's love. Is it not? What is the difference between mercy and love? God is merciful, no? But mercy and love, the quality is totally different. Love means all arrangements are made beforehand. The child has come, is born, and preparation is made beforehand, toys are bought beforehand. When you love, everything you prepare beforehand. And mercy is when you lost something and then you want to help. So Baba begins to see that you have lost something. You were going in the stage of happiness. What happened to you? But because you are still slow in getting help, mercy will then, and then eventually what I do, I have to do some magic, and I do magic to open your eyes. So I don't give up. And this is how Baba says, that just check, don't allow the waste thoughts, weak thoughts, because it is the energy leakage. Leakage is taking place, and you had self-respect, you have enthusiasm, you have trust. You begin to doubt everything, because Maya has opened the eye to see everything positive into negative. Everything which was positive, you think it is negative, and you really begin to experience it. And so if you want to really experience me, just open your eyes and check your thought pattern. So energy is not wasted, and yoga is there. If mind is not working properly, intellect also become doubtful. So, faithful intellect, preet, buddhi, vijayanti. So intellect gets blocked, then you begin to criticize and see with that egocentric eye, looking fault in the eye, and you block your own third eye. So see, preet buddhi vijayanti. Vipreet buddhi, when the preet is lost, is gone, love is gone, then the whole thing, vishyanti, means destroyed. You are not destroyed. Your happiness is destroyed. Your progress is blocked. Your achievement that you are going to do seems impossible. So you destroy your own destiny. Nishche buddhi. Don't lose faith in yourself. Don't lose faith in Baba. Don't lose faith in the family. Maybe certain things come that looks right. You see, they are so seniors. How they behave? They are Maharathi. And how they do this? You begin to see in this way. Baba says, but use in the intellect. If they are Maharathi and they have done something wrong, at that time they have also come down from their stage. Maharathi is not Maharathi at that time. And you were becoming Maharathi, you also came down from your chariot. So both are at the same stage. You cannot blame anyone. So understand, keep the intellect very clear, clean, honest, detached observer, and then you don't absorb the, even you see it is negative, but God says, I am responsible for you. I make positive for you. As Baba said, if Brahma Baba made any mistake, I put that mistake into such right that it becomes totally successful. So those who are my really children, even mistake is made, they would have learned something from that. You would have learned something. So everything then goes into right. So don't absorb what you think that is taking your energy. Observe it and you learn it and you begin to fly. Otherwise intellect gets tied. So be tied with one thought and all your bandages are cut off automatically. So it's the game of feeling free, becoming free and fly high. Om Shanti. Now we offer bhoga.